I'm here with Mallory White, National FFA Eastern Region Vice President. Mallory, recapping a year of service, what could you say are some highlights that you've had during your year?
I've had such an incredible year. I've said it time and time again. I'll say it again, that it's really been a dream come true. I've lived the dream for almost 365 days now, and each experience builds upon the others, and it just has kept getting better and better. I think I was really fortunate to have the opportunity to travel to Alaska earlier this year for their state convention, and I come from Kentucky, which is a pretty large size of a state association in the country, and going to Alaska, there were 60 people total at the state convention, students, advisors, staff, state officers, everyone in total, 60 people, and it was a really great opportunity to meet people from an association much different than the one that I hail from, but it was so incredible to see just the sense of community that existed there, and that's rung true for every association I've visited this past year, every community that I've stepped foot in. I've really learned the value and importance of community. The open arms and hospitality FFA members have met me with this year, even in situations where I was nervous to do so on chapter visits. I'm really fortunate to have such a great FFA family, and yeah, they've really made my year so special.
And you know, as you're also looking back on this year of service, would you, if given, you know, the opportunity a year ago, would you still run for the position that you have?
Yes, I would. I did say that if I ran for national office last year and weren't elected, that I probably would not have run again, just because I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and I had a really strong conviction that it was going to be this year, and if it didn't happen, then it wasn't meant to be for me, and I had a lot of peace with that. And so going through the process last year, I was able to feel a really strong sense of peace at the end of it, because I knew that I went through the process being exactly who I am. I didn't leave anything left unsaid on the table. And so I said back then that if I weren't elected, I would not have run again, just because of the strong conviction I felt that it was going to be this year or it wasn't going to be for me. But I definitely would, after gaining all the incredible experiences. I'm so glad that I ran last year, and definitely would.
Yeah, and you said that you mentioned that you went to Alaska. So in total, how many states did you go to? And besides Alaska, do you have a favorite state that you visited?
Ooh, that is a hard question. I do know that I went to about 28 states that I hadn't traveled to prior to national office. So 28 new states checked off the map. And one state that I actually got to visit multiple times this year was Texas. Oh. And I had a great time each time I set foot in the state of Texas. I got to, we know Texas is a pretty big state, yeah. So I got to go to multiple parts up in the Panhandle, around the Lubbock area, and East Texas, Central Texas, West Texas. Feel like I've been all over the place in that state, but I always had great experiences there, like I have with every other state I've traveled into. Texas just happened to be the one I visited most often.
After looking after your year of service, what are the next steps in your life, and maybe how do you fit in the FFA picture for the future?
So after the conclusion of National Convention in the spring, I'll head back to Murray State University to continue my studies there. I'm a junior right now at Murray, and so I'm studying agronomy, crop and soil science, and I'll finish out my educational career there, maybe with a master's degree too, we'll see. But I'm really looking to enter into a career with a company, an agricultural input corporation, who provides inputs to producers, to farmers. My ultimate career goal is just to make farmers' lives easier, because coming from a farm family, I know that they have it pretty rough sometimes. So I want to do my best to be a voice and advocate for them, and whatever job title I might acquire in the future, that's not too important to me, as long as the purpose behind my work stays the same. And I'm really excited to go back to my home community in the state of Kentucky to give back to FFA there. I really would like to start an alumni chapter at my home chapter someday. I look forward to just any opportunity to continue engaging with FFA in the future, whether it be at the national level as a programs facilitator on the side, or if it be going back to my home chapter and helping them start up some new facets of their program, maybe an alumni program, things like that. So I definitely know that my time in the Blue Jackets coming to a close, but my time supporting the FFA emblem is far, far from over.
Most certainly. And once again, Mallory White for National FFA, I'm Laura Webker.